And now a message from the President of the United States, George W. Bush.
Good morning. And this week, His Holiness the Pope came to our land. He visited the White House, and we had a lot to talk about. Now, I am not a Catholic, but I learned much from His Holiness's wisdom. I learned that if your faith contradicts what they are learning in the latest frontiers of science findings, then those findings are wrong. I learned that it's important to take care of the poor, but it's a lot better if you can do so while living in an ornate palace, adorned with statues made of gold, a magnificent throne that you can sit in, and jewel-encrusted goblets brimming with the finest wines. I also learned that if members of my staff are ever accused of inappropriately touching young people, that I should face it head-on and punish them by sternly talking to them, then transferring them or promoting them to different jobs where no one is aware of the problem, thus making it go away. I thank His Popehood for his visit, and I thank you for listening this week. Now, before I conclude my remarks this morning, I have some sad news. As you know, America is facing a tough economic time. In the government, we've got to tighten our belts, and that means cutting unnecessary programs. Well, one of these programs is the President's Weekly Radio Address. It's a program that's a waste of your taxpayer dollar. There's more important responsibilities in the world that I need to focus on instead. The vetoing, the statesmanshiping, and of course, the warring. But don't worry, I'll still be here until January 2009. You just won't hear from me as much. I'll be like the noble archbishops in the back rooms, teaching kids about the Almighty, but without the kids and without the teaching. So God bless you. Thank you for listening all these long months and years. Semper Fi, and stay firm.